welcome back to another episode of Ranger Chronicles. I am your host, Charlie Niemeyer, and today we are watching the 14th episode of Power Rangers Samurai, Room for One More, which first aired on May 7th, 2011, written by Jill Donnellan and Jonathan Rosenthal, based on a story by Yasuko Kobayashi, and directed by Akihiro Noguchi. Without any further ado, let's jump right into this one, and we'll see what's going on and see if, I'm guessing this has something to do with them maybe having trouble with the new Ranger. So let's check it out in 3, 2, 1, go.
Centuries ago in Japan, Nylock monsters invaded our world, but samurai warriors defeated them with power symbols passed down from parent to child. Today, the evil Nylock have risen once again and plan to flood the earth. Luckily, a new generation of heroes stand in their way. They are the Power Rangers Samurai.
He's so fast when he's the Gold Ranger, I'm surprised he's not here already.
Just because Antonio showed off when we beat that Nylock doesn't mean he's fast at everything.
It's true. We really don't know much about him. But at least Jaden can vouch for him.
Yeah. We were friends from the moment we met.
Lots of fresh bread here.
His father owned the local fish market. The times we played together were really the only times I got to feel like a normal kid.
Aha, we started the world again! Yeah! All right!
Jaden, are you practicing or playing?
But it did
Jeez.
Me crazy because it distracted me from my training.
Little mischievous kids.
Antonio had to move away.
So if he moved away, how did he become the Gold Ranger?
Wait, he's definitely got some skills, but he's not a true samurai. It doesn't run in his family, and he hasn't any formal training. Plus, we have no idea what this guy is up to.
Hey, buddy. How do I look? It's time for me to go to the Shiba House and join the Samurai Rangers.
I don't understand why he didn't join up last time. They seemed like he was going to be part of the team. Oh, he's in the intro now. Oh, I thought the girls had high voices, but the way he goes, Antonio, just sounds weird.
Antonio's late. Can't say I'm surprised. Did he say he was bringing the Octozord with him?
I don't know. Why?
Well, when Jaden was a boy, he gave it to Antonio when I wasn't looking.
What? You gave him a Zord?
Didn't they explain this last episode?
By the time I found out, Antonio had moved away, and I didn't think he'd actually figure out a way to activate it. Jaden threatened he'd quit being a samurai if I tried to get it back.
He figured out how to.
Like I said, I was a little kid.
Wow. He figured out how to activate
like
it. Funny.
Really good friends. I bet you missed him when he moved
so,
away.
Does that mean that? So, are they going to explain everything out? Oh, why he just walks in? Okay.
Ladies and gentlemen, I would like to introduce to you the sixth samurai, the Gold. Me, Antonio Garcia.
And he thought I was cocky.
Jaden, please, allow me to join you and your team in the fight.
Uh-oh.
Oh, that's not good.
Ha
It's no big deal, really. It's happened before. I mean, not a lot or anything.
Can you guys help him?
And no one's helping, and he just leaves the room. Okay.
He hasn't changed a bit.
He's as energetic as ever. He clearly still looks up to you.
He always wanted to be a samurai. Remember like it was yesterday.
Nice sword play.
Thanks, but it doesn't matter. My father's not a samurai. I couldn't be a real samurai like you.
Sure you can. I'll make you a samurai.
You can do that.
These kids are great actors.
I don't know what to do, G.
I do kind of like that special effect, though.
You're too close to this. Let me handle it.
Why? What? Couldn't he? He's got the... He's a ranger. Those things are still around. Dreaming about the Pink Ranger again? Of course! Oh, he's gonna save the day. A mess. Ha ha!
Smoothies.
You were able to make this from what Jaden taught you when studying the Octozord systems.
It really wasn't that hard.
He made it himself?
I don't know. I just always been good with gadgets.
But... not other stuff.
Anyways, I have always just wanted to be a samurai. I know I wasn't born into it like you guys, but I just kept practicing what Jaden had taught me. I was trying to take things to a higher level, but I was really stuck. But when I figured out how to talk to Octozord with texting, everything fell into place. And now I am finally ready to join you in the fight against the Nylock.
Yeah, it'd be great to have you along.
The more the merrier. Right.
No. I'm afraid it's simply not possible.
No? What do you mean?
Antonio, it's just too dangerous to put you out there without the necessary formal training.
Uh-oh.
Didn't I help you all win yesterday?
You did. But not all battles will be that simple. If you don't have the training...
But I do! Look, sure, I did it by myself, but I can hold my own out there, and you saw it!
Antonio, I'll hold on to this. Okay?
No! Give it back!
Antonio, stop!
Dude, that's kind of rude. Although, understandable, I guess. But still.
It's at Benton Street, the underpass.
Let's go. I can come with you, right? Tell G how you made me a samurai.
He's just gonna run off.
G is right. This isn't little kid stuff anymore. I'm so sorry, but you're not really a samurai and we don't need a sixth ranger.
I think you do.
Let's go.
Yeah. Sorry, too.
Jeez. And that little lion just gets into everything, doesn't he?
Nylock, stop right there.
Well, hello, Rangers. Better late than never. Time to pay you back for destroying my fellow Nylock friend, Vulpes.
Good luck with that.
I won't need luck.
Oh, yeah, I was wondering if that would happen, or something similar.
Watch out. That's right. Watch this.
See, because he's kind of all blades.
I haven't forgotten you.
Really? Well, soon you'll be nothing but a memory.
Oh, this isn't gonna go well. Oh, what? Oh, he's drying out already? We haven't had that trick in a while.
Is everyone okay?
Yeah, we're all right.
That Nylock had some nasty moves.
Yeah, we'll have to come up with a new strategy.
Maybe the best new strategy for us is an extra ranger.
You might be right.
Mentor and Jaden said they don't need me. And they took away my samurai morpher. What was I thinking anyway? I could never be a real samurai.
Hey, Antonio.
What do you guys want?
Came to talk to you, dude.
Must have been hard for you, having to send your friend away like that.
I had no choice. He's not a real samurai.
So, how come the girl ones only go down to the pants only goes down to the knees, but the guy's full pants? Isn't that kind of weird? What if it's cold?
You've known Antonio forever. The idea of him getting hurt must bother you.
Of course, he's my friend.
Leading us on dangerous missions is hard on you, but putting an old friend like him at risk too, that's too much pressure, huh? I hit the nail on the head, didn't I?
Ooh. I think she did.
She is right and you know it. Why do you have to be so stubborn, Jaden? I know the risks. You need my help.
Antonio, we've already talked about this.
We're saving the world here. How can an extra ranger not help?
Look, guys.
Jaden, Antonio accepts the risk just like all of us. You're our leader, but that doesn't make you responsible for what we choose to do.
Well said, pretty lady.
I'm not sure that I can
just... Jaden, he doesn't have the training, but I have to admit we can use the help. I say we give him a chance.
That's right. Wait, I have trained myself quite...
Uh-oh.
The attack is at the Northern Peninsula construction site.
Please, let me have my samurai morpher.
Remember,
he made a morpher. Come on, man.
All right, I'll keep training.
And he can fight.
Come with Ranger. I'll come back and be a samurai too, okay?
I won't let you down. This has been my dream. It always has been.
Antonio, you are the sixth Samurai Ranger.
Even Mentor is okay with this?
You won't regret this.
Okay. That was easy. That.
Let's go.
Don't know that this really proved anything. That poor guy. Oh, yeah, this construction site. Ironically, this is also the same construction site that we will see. Well, actually, this part won't, because this is New Zealand footage. But the Japanese footage for this site. he's trying to get in there.
Can you guys move down just a bit?
That was good. Anyway, the Japanese version of this site that we're going to see in just a little bit is also the first place where Gokai Silver first fought with the Gokaigers. So, they apparently like to use this place. For similar story reasons, I guess. That's cool. At least they waited for it. I was gonna say, you might want to actually get into the fight there. Ooh, look at him go. We're still in his first appearances, so he's like nigh omnipotent here. Oh, really? Okay. Jeez.
As you can see, the Barracuda blade has quite a bonita bite.
Is he talking to us or the bad guys? Weird. Oh, that's a good point. If anyone can handle all those blades coming at them, it'd be Antonio, right?
Yeah, just like when we were kids. Fantastico. Leave it to me.
Yeah, you know all those times you guys fought against Nylox when you were kiddos.
Is this your backup plan? Because I won't be backing up for long.
I like how they wanted to have a sixth ranger because they need six of them. And then they get rid of four of them, so it's only two. Why? I mean, you could have just had the Octozord show up anyway. I mean, it did a lot of good last time.
friends like that. Octazord, I need you.
Time to finish you all. Hey!
Guess you forgot about me, huh? I have mega power too.
Oh, that was kind of a weird transition since they don't use that power in the Sentai. Oh, it can combine? Interesting. I can't tell if it's a coloring issue or what, but I think his sword is more of a kind of a pinkish purple instead of the red on the whatever they call those blades in the that thing. But see, it looks the same as all the others now, so it's hard to tell. Oh yes, the Mega Blade. See, and there it doesn't look like it's got a different color. Weird.
Nice. Let's take him out. Samurai strike.
I do like how they remembered to have him hold it backwards, or backhanded. That's cool. They didn't. You didn't let him finish the sentence.
Come on, guys.
Yeah, you're right. Let's celebrate. Samurai Rangers, victory is ours.
There it is. Okay.
Vamos a comer. Voila.
Okay.
This looks almost as good as my baked beans, mustard, and mint fish casserole I make.
Oh.
Thank you.
Ugh.
I may have been wrong to exclude Antonio so quickly.
I think we both were. Things keep changing on me so fast. First taking on the team, now Antonio. It's not like when it was just us.
Yes, but that's what being a leader is all about. That's not all on you. They have chosen their path. You did not choose it for them.
Thanks, G. You're right.
Hey, are you two Wallflowers gonna join us?
Yeah. Hurry up before we woof it all down.
You do not need to ask us twice.
It's good to have you back, buddy. You're worth your weight in gold.
Oh, you get that? It's a funny pun. You're worth your weight in gold. Anyway, yeah. That was actually pretty cool. I like it when the Sixth Ranger comes in, usually. And especially this connection. So I'm pretty good with the episode. No, I'm not. Hold on. Let me think about this for a second. I liked that they eventually took him in. I didn't like the reason for it. He didn't really... I guess he proved himself, but I just don't know. It's just... Kevin and Mia did not seem to be 100% on par with taking on Antonio, and they just kind of switched after one fight. It seemed a little quick, but maybe that's just me. But anyway, so that's going to do it for this time. I want to thank you all for listening. Next time, we'll be watching the 15th episode of Power Rangers Samurai, The Blue and the Gold. So until then, I hope you all have a good one. Take care.
And may the power protect you.
Thank you for listening to Ranger Chronicles. Feedback for the show can be sent to prchronicles@gmail.com. Or feel free to leave a comment on the show's posting at powerrangerchronicles.com. All images and music heard on the show are copyright their respective copyright holders and are used for entertainment purposes only. No infringement is intended. This show is dedicated to everyone, both in front of the camera and behind the scenes, who have worked to bring us Power Rangers since 1993. Ranger Chronicles is a proud member of the Two True Freaks Internet Radio Network. Please be sure to stop by twotruefreaks.com to check out more great shows. Thank you, and may the power protect you.